a club foot, I was never able to walk very well, and by the time the Civil War opened, I was a 69-year-old man. And yet, on the floor of the Congress, as the words started to fly, I felt like a young man again, arguing about constitutional law, pounding my fist, arguing with my colleagues. Did we have a right to stop secession? Did the southern states have a right to secede? Did we have a right to go to war to protect the Constitution? One of my colleagues in the Senate was beaten over the head with a walking stick until it broke, so high were our feelings. And then I remember walking a different floor, the charred floor of my ironworks, after the Confederates had come and burned it to the ground and stolen all I had. I remembered those charred floors crumbling under my feet. I remember finally understanding that this war was not just about high principles, but about the men and women whose lives were on the line. I remember understanding what the people of Gettysburg had experienced. And I remember going back to the Congress, going back to those floors, with a newfound dedication to bring this war to an end, to bring slavery to an end, to re-establish the authority of the Constitution.